Congratulations.
By a vote of 15 yeses with two abstentions, Betty Rosa, a Bronx native who was raised in Puerto Rico, becomes the first Latina to head the board that's tasked with forming education policy. Rosa, who's been a regent since 2008, has a long history of working in the New York City school system focusing on bilingual instruction, including as a superintendent of all of the schools in the Bronx.
Betty, savor that moment.
Rosa takes over at a tumultuous time in education in New York. Parents and teachers have been roiling over a fast-tracked implementation of the Common Core learning standards and related tests. And last spring, one-fifth of students boycotted the standardized test administered to children in the 3rd through 8th grade. Chancellor Rosa concedes that if her now adult children were still school-aged and she were not on the Regents Board, she'd join the boycott.
If I was a parent and I was not on the Board of Regents, I would opt out at this time, yes.
A number of things have happened since March of 2015, when the state legislature, at the urging of Governor Cuomo, approved new teacher evaluations that tied performance reviews more closely to the tests. There's been a moratorium imposed on the tests actually affecting teachers' ratings, as well as student rankings, until the 2019-20 school year. Rosa says she realizes many parents are still not satisfied with the changes so far, and the board, which now has several new members, is very open to re-examining issues.
We have to rebuild that trust. We have to rebuild a sense of confidence. We have to rebuild a sense of that we're in this together.
Rosa would not say whether her goal is to reduce the number of students opting out from the tests when they're administered later this spring. That puts her on a slightly different page from the recently appointed Education Commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia. Elia modified the tests in the past several months. She says a new testing company that's more open to teacher input will be fully in place by next year. The tests have been shortened, and students will be given more time to complete them. She's been urging parents to allow their children to take the tests.
I do believe that the tests that we have in place are better, and I do believe that there is a benefit for those assessments to be given to our students.
The selection of Rosa, as well as Vice Chancellor Andrew Brown, a Rochester-based attorney, drew praise from many in the education community, including the School Boards Association and the Teachers Union, New York State United Teachers. NYSET Vice President Catalina Fortino, who has worked with Rosa in the past, says there's a new opportunity now to finally fix the flaws in how Common Core and the tests have been rolled out.
How do we bring a student assessment that is really part of the ongoing work that teachers do in the classroom rather than this one snapshot of standardized tests?
Stephen Sigman is with High Achievement New York, a pro-Common Core standards group backed by leading business organizations. He says the newly configured Board of Regents is going to be more challenging to work with. And he says Rosa's statement that she might not allow her children to take the tests if she were not a regent is worrisome.
We disagree with her on that, but we think she said pretty clearly in her comments that she's open to changing that point of view as the test changed and as they improved.
Sigmund says the shift to the new Common Core standards and the related tests is in federal law, and he says he hopes the new board is receptive to the majority of parents in New York who he says are content with the way things are. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.